said, 11 minutes to 8, it still is. And I'm pleased to say that it's time for Thought for the Day, and I'm joined in the studio by Martin Spettigue. Good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody. For those of us who had a chunk of our youth in the 60s, a good deal of the flavour of that period must have come back to us through all the writings and tributes that have been made to George Harrison. It was a time when Harold Macmillan told us that we'd never had it so good. And there was a flowering of change and freedom for youth. Twin sets and pearls gave way to the miniskirt, and yet another revolution evolved with the pill. In all the tributes to George Harrison, there's not really been full acknowledgement to the enormous effect he had on the youth of the West as a result of his spiritual seeking. For us, he opened the window to Eastern philosophy, Eastern dress, and Eastern music. George Harrison was a mystic seeker. In the West, so often, God is regarded as an entity apart from us. We supplicate and we pray, and we are often guided by religious ritual. But a mystic wants to experience God, to become at one with God. A philosopher tries to see the truth from a distance and with uncertainty. He relies on the mind and mental analysis. But the mystic is able to enter into that truth and reveal it through intuition. Mysticism begins where philosophy ends. Many look upon mysticism as a function of Hinduism, but all the great religions have their mystics. In Buddhism, the goal of nirvana takes us beyond pain and pleasure, birth and death. Nirvana is the highest mystical oneness with the divine liberator. Some scholars say that there is little mystical experience in the New Testament. But the mystic finds in the depths of the New Testament the messages that are the key, that opens the door, that leads to union with God. Although George Harrison and the Beatles gave us great pleasure as we listened or leapt about to their music, it was the mystic seeker in George that inspired many to follow the path of spirituality. Goodbye.
Thought for the day this morning came from Martin Spettigue, who is a follower of Sri Chimnoy.